Ta-da! Here we are. Okay. So, week two practice session. How have you been? How have you been? Let's do this. Because you may not remember, but I gave you that tone tracker. For some of you, you're holding on and you're
I
using
forgot I have an anxiety quick thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
it. It's actually a really valuable tool because it's really easy when we're anxious to the thoughts come in and they take over and say, I'm always anxious. It's always like this. It's always, 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 right? And that is a very dangerous, dangerous place for us. So the tone tracker gives us a way to see it's not always like that. And I know Natalie put hers up on her wall. She made a bigger version. And, well, actually, I don't want to say anything more about it, but it's like, you want to go ahead, you say it, Nat.
Well, I don't know what you're going to say. I just have a big tracker on my wall and then I have the numbers and then I write down the things that happened to me that day so I can look back and be like, that day I had a big breakdown and had a pit 5 panic attacks. This day I didn't and I made it to Costco without a panic attack. So I just have been like documenting that. And it's good and bad because I'm like, oh man, look how good I was doing. And then, oh, look how shitty it's been for 3 days in a row. So it's plus and minus.
Oh, Judy, I see your compassionate face there. But here's the thing. We'll talk about this one of the weeks. As we do this work, all that stuff we've been holding in is starts to come out and it's coming up to be seen in a different way. We're responding in a different way and it's actually considered a really good thing. It's like in meditation, that moment where you say, wow, I've just got so many thoughts. And you're positive that up till then you were meditating just fine and there weren't all these thoughts in there. And the fact is there were all those thoughts in there. You just weren't aware of them. And I remember when Kriyananda said that to me, I was like, I didn't have any thoughts. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't have any thoughts. And it's taken me a while to realize I did. I just wasn't aware. So the progress is something we really want to hold on to. And the tone tracker, for those of you who are in the thick of things, it's a useful tool. It's a useful tool. So with that, here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do a little review of last week's techniques. It won't take as long. And I want to really encourage you before we do it to, if you can, find one or two of them that work for you, that you like, that you enjoy doing, and use them. Use them during your day. Use them before you go to bed at night. Use them because that's where you build a patterning in your mind and in your body to associate that technique with calming. Or tonight we're going to work with strength, with the feeling of strength. And these are important touch points for us. It's a new skill we're building, right? Where calm becomes something we actually know what that feels like and we can call it back with a gesture or a thought. So we're going to do all of them tonight, but I don't expect you to try to learn or master all of them at all. That's not the point. The point is find the ones you like and use those. Okay. So we'll review those. Then I've got two more techniques for you tonight that are about building strength. Because part of what happens with anxiety is your whole inside, you feel hopeless. You feel like you're powerless over these thoughts and these feelings and they're just taking over. And so to find a sense of inner strength that you can draw on and call on and that you are cultivating to help you kind of meet these things. It's like they can come in and boom, take you over. Or you can meet them strong. Go, nope, nope, not true. Nope, nope, that's not happening. Nope, nope, that's an old pattern. That takes strength and it takes an element of resolve. So let's begin. And for these, you just want to be comfy. You just want to be comfy, okay? That's the main thing. And we want to just do what we always do. We want to just close our eyes and take that first breath and allow all of that tension of the day to drain from your body with your exhales. So we're breathing in gentle, deep, slow breaths. We exhale and we soften our face, our shoulders, our torso. And then the next exhale, maybe you can make it from your face and your neck and your shoulders down through the torso and the hips into the legs. And then let's see if we can all do one more where we take a nice deep breath, slow, easy breath, and exhale softening from the crown of your head, a wave of softness moving down through your body and out the tips of your toes. And then what we're going to do is we're going to establish a really gentle, easy, rhythmic breathing pattern that we're going to use throughout the entire meditation that's coming up. It'll be about 10 to 15 minutes. And for that, what I simply mean is it's an inhale, 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3. And you just find that rhythm. Some of you, it may be inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4. But so just count, find a nice, easy rhythm where your body can stay soft, but you can still relax and soften with each exhale. It's no effort. It's easy. Okay. And then keeping that patterning, we're going to lift our hands up towards our ears for halo one, which is where the thumbs are down and our palms are close to our ears. And we just keep that gentle breathing pattern, gentle breathing. And we just are aware of that space between the center of our palms and our ears. And if your arms are getting tired, you can take the weight into your back. Imagine that your arms are kind of sinking into your arm sockets and the weight is being carried by your upper back and your shoulder blades. And we're inhaling a sense of calm and ease and exhaling softening and letting go. Let's do two more. Inhaling calm and ease. Exhale, softening, letting go. And then when that's complete, just gently bring your left palm and place it on your forehead and your right palm and place it on the back of the skull. And gently, gently just rest your hands here. Same thing with your arms. If they're getting tired, just take the weight into your shoulder blades. Find that easy rhythmic breath. Inhaling calm and easy. Exhaling, softening, and letting go. If your mind is wandering, just follow the count or repeat. Inhale, calm, easy. Exhale, softening, letting go. Let's do one more, each of us one more. And after that exhale, just let your left hand drop to the top of your chest. And if it's comfortable, your right hand goes behind you, you're on your back. If not, just rest it on your shoulder or wherever's easy. There we go. On the top, the left hand is at the top of the chest, kind of Tarzan-like. And same thing, nice, easy breathing pattern in. Exhale, nice and balanced breath. So inhaling calm and easy. Exhale, softening, letting go. And see if you can take some comfort in the touch of your hands on your chest and your back. And let's do two more of these breaths. Inhaling calm, ease. Exhaling soft and letting go. And when you're complete with those breaths, bring both hands to the shoulders and just gently rest your hands on the shoulders and feel that comforting touch and weight of the hands on the shoulders and see if you can allow yourself to feel comforted, calm. In the earlier class, one of the people said that it made them feel loved and cared for, nurtured. Let's do two more, inhaling a sense of calm and ease, exhaling, softening and letting go of any resistance and accepting the touch, the comfort. And when you're complete, just gently bring your hands back to your lap. For a moment, just notice how you feel. Soften, present with sensation. What are you experiencing in your physical body, in your head, in your arms, in your chest, in your stomach, in your belly? In your seat? Are the shoulders soft? Is there any tightness? If so, just release any tightness in the chin, the jaw, the neck, or the shoulders. And from here, let's go into the finger holds. And so we're going to take the index finger of one hand and gently wrap it and hold it with the other hand. So it's an index finger, gentle, gentle touch. And just let it rest in your lap so there's no effort. And just inhaling a sense of calm and ease. And your attention just gently rests in the index finger, aware of any sensations, just allowing them to be there. And our attention kind of focuses in on trying to feel or sense the heartbeat in our index finger. Keep breathing. And for some of you, finding the heartbeat is going to be very easy, and you'll feel a sense of perhaps tingling or warmth, and even sense that those sensations expanding into your arms, into your body. And if they do, just be aware of that whole sense of the subtle energies in your being and that gentle pulsing and warmth. And for others of you, this may not be the technique, and you're struggling to just keep your attention in the fingers. And if so, just breathe. Keep it easy. And let your attention toggle between the breath and the sensation in your hands. And let's do three more breaths here. And after that, exhale, gently release the hands, place them back on your lap for just a moment, and notice how you feel. And now let's take the ring finger of, if you want to, the opposite hand, and let's hold the ring finger of the opposite hand the same way. Gently wrapping the hand around it, light touch. And same process, just being present and noticing the sensations in the ring finger. Keep the jaw soft, shoulders soft. Let's do two more breaths. And then release your hands and rest for another moment, softening whatever is tensed up and just noticing whatever sense of calm or ease you found. And then we'll finish this part of the meditation by doing the switching exercise. So cross your left ankle over the right ankle. If it's comfortable for your arms, push your arms out in front of you, backs of the hands to back of hand, palms down. Cross the right hand over the left wrist. Intertwine the fingers and draw them into the chest. And rest them on the chest. And see if you can establish a sense of ease with the breath, letting the weight of the hands be carried by the sternum. And when you've found your rhythm, nice and easy of the breath, gently lift your tongue and rest it against the back of your top teeth. And as we do this breath, we inhale and we let the breath drop all the way down into the belly. Finding a real sense of calm and centeredness as we, in a sense, activate that that chakra that rests in the center of the belly. So the body's relaxed. We're breathing deep into the belly, bringing a sense of calm, centeredness. As we exhale, we soften into that center. And let's do two more breaths here. And after that second exhale, just gently untwine the fingers, uncross the wrists, uncross the ankles, and release the tongue. And take a moment to just notice, how do you feel right now compared to 20 minutes ago? And just for grins, you know, and just because, do you notice a change in your breathing? Did your breathing shift from that very beginning of the exercise to now? And we just notice that the calmness we're experiencing does affect the breathing pattern. And so just take note if you found any calmness or centeredness through these techniques. Just notice what your breath is doing, how it feels. And then from this place, we're going to take just a couple moments to go visit your safe place, your happy place that we discovered last week. And so bring yourself back to your safe place, your happy place, where it's just you. You get to be authentically you with no judgment, no shame. And you're completely safe here. And let's take a look, each of you, each of us, take a look around our safe, happy place today on the solstice, the summer solstice. What's it like? Is it 100 degrees like it feels like here in Oregon? Or is it the perfect temperature for you? And notice, this is your place. So make it the perfect temperature for you. And take a few moments now to go exploring and enjoying this safe, happy place. And just notice, can you enjoy yourself here? Is it possible for you to feel free and enjoy this place? If yes, that's wonderful. If no, if there's still some concern or worry, then just notice that. Just notice it. It's not wrong. It's not bad. Just notice it. And now let's take one last look around, and then breathe in whatever sense of calm or joy or safety you found in those few moments. Allow yourself to just breathe into it and feel it and enjoy it. It's See if you can make it a full body experience, not just a mental experience, but feel that whatever joy or safety you felt, feel it in your gut, in your heart, in your body. And here's the thing. We did this with just a thought. You're sitting in your home somewhere, and with just thought, you created a space of safety to one degree or another. You have this power within you. And you have the power, when we're done with this meditation, to, with just a breath or a thought, come back to this feeling. Whenever you want to. This is your place. This is your safety. This is the power that you have. So let's go ahead, each of us, and take a nice gentle inhale. As you inhale, exhale, soften crown to toes. And then if you want to just rest a moment, rest. If you want to stretch a moment, stretch. And then we'll open our eyes. So before we move forward, I wanted to see if there were any questions or comments about what we just did. Everybody, see, I ask. Everybody's so calmed out, right? It's like, who has a question, right?
So I had my question. Did you want me to ask you here about the finger thing?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, hon.
So last time when you talked about the holding the finger one, you talked about the challenging energy of the fingers. It was like fear and anxiety and worry and panic, or fear and panic, worry fear and anxiety. Panic,
worry, anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was struggling with what I'm supposed to be doing when I'm holding that finger. Cause in my mind, it was like, am I letting all the fear and worry energy out? Am I letting it run through my body? Am I neutralizing it? What am I doing with my, when I'm holding that with, by naming those that? Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So the principle behind this is that just like water knows how to settle, you don't have to tell water to settle and get calm. It naturally flows down to the lowest point, finds it, and settles. Right? It just knows. Your energy is the same way. Your energy knows how to find balance if it's left to its own devices. But we have these things called thoughts that come in here and become all these swirls and eddies and rocks and things in this water. And it makes all these rapids we call anxiety, panic, and fear. So what we do when we're doing this technique is we are taking this very powerful chakra, this energy center right at the center of the hand. That is a place, a source of healing and balancing. And people who do Reiki or other energy modalities will tell you they're not doing anything. They're just letting the energy do the work. So that's what we're going to do. When we do this, we're just putting this beautiful chakra, the healing energy that comes from it, over this finger that has the meridians that carry, that are related. This finger is also related to the ego, this sense of a separate self that does get afraid and it does panic. It's survival oriented. And what it does is if these energies are out of balance, it says, oh, hey, let me balance those. Let me balance those. And it knows what to do. you just have to hold your hand there and let the energy work. And your only thing to do, you don't need to visualize the energy leaving you. You don't need to visualize. If you can just stay at the sensation in your finger, to where you can sense the subtle energy, which sometimes shows up as tingling or a vibration or a buzz or a warmth. Some people, it's a coolness. And then see if you can begin to feel your heartbeat in your finger. And at first it'll be the physical, you'll sense it in the physical finger. But eventually you'll realize that it's pulsing. It's not just in the finger. It's kind of pulsing in your energy body, right? And then you just let yourself be, you train it. The fun of the technique is to then, once you found that, is to see if you can let the sensations, feel it moving throughout your body. And eventually you will just sense there's all this stuff moving around in there. It's very, very subtle. But it's in there and you don't have to do anything. It's just doing it. It's doing it. The energy knows what to do. Is that a good answer? Did that answer the question, honey? Okay. Anybody else? Any questions on that?
That's fine. I have a question.
Yeah,
It's about the safe space. Can it be something in the past?
Oh, yes.
We felt, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. A place where you felt safe, you were happy. For many people, it's a destination or a place they experienced some really lovely memories. They may have only been there once, you know, but.
Yeah. Well, this is actually when I was a child in my house. So it's something that came up that, yeah. Yeah, that's a peaceful, wonderful memory. So.
Oh, lovely, Louise. Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Did everybody find their happy, safe place? Can you just put your hands up if you found it? Okay. Evan, was your hand up?
Yeah. Okay. I was curious if it's been different for me every time. And I was confused between like how different it was the first time to the second time. And then this time I was like, I was just in a void because neither one of them came up. And then I was like, okay, whatever.
So what we want to do is find one place eventually. And so what you will find as we do this over the weeks, that it will start to take its own shape and it may have a little bit of one and a little bit of another, but over time it becomes your place. And so if it's changing right now, it's because you're still trying to decide, right? And so kind of ride it, but over the weeks ahead, it should, well, the hope is should, we don't use should, Karen. The hope is that it will coalesce and become its own unique place for you. So yeah, that's the idea, is that it doesn't change every time, that it is a place you know you can go to. And it builds up a cellular memory. Just like all these thoughts we're trying to work with that are the cause of our panic and anxiety. Those are in a DNA. Those are embedded in our energy patterning, in our thought patterning. And we're trying to build a new patterning with a place where we're safe and we're happy and authentic and authentic. Okay. Thanks, Evan. Good question. So with that, the other piece for tonight is that I wanted to talk about was the idea of strength. Because what happens for most of us when we're anxious and those thoughts come in, and they're powerful thoughts, right? And as they take hold of us, it begins to feel hopeless. And it begins to feel like, I'm never going to get out of this. This is going to go on forever, or whatever the thought stream is. We start to believe it and it takes over, and it's got us. We've believed it. And now we're convinced, you know, the phrase is now we're into catastrophic thinking. And so we are, over the course of these weeks, this course, we're going to learn how to break those patterns, how to greet those patterns, how to shift those patterns. There's different ways to work with the thoughts, right? But one of the things we need is a little sense that we have a little bit of strength. We have the capacity to even come up against these Goliath of thoughts and come up against them and, oh, no, I can change that. I can change that. I can change that. So what we wanted, I wanted to give us two techniques tonight to help us with strength. And the first one is, it's another mudra where you put your hands open, palms up, and you interlace your fingers like this. It's kind of like that game you play as a kid. Here is a church. Here is a steeple. Open the doors. You see all the people. Judy's laughing. She knows what I'm talking about. So we've got our fingers like this. Then what we're going to do is we're going to put our right thumb on our left thumb. So our fingers are like this, right thumb, left thumb. And then you're going to place your hands, when they're like that, you're going to place them right here on your solar plexus, right here on your, the chakra, right here at your navel center. So your hands are like this and your fingers rest right here. Then your palms rest right here on your, in Kriya, we would call it your Mars chakra. It's the Manipura chakra. Okay. And you just, we're going to rest here and you can just be comfortable and close your eyes and I'll just guide you through just a tiny little bit of the breathing to go with it. What we're going to do is just acknowledge that this is the power center of your body. This is where our energy and our power emanate from. And so we're going to take a deep breath and feel that we can, as that breath touches that chakra, that what activates is a sense of strength, a subtle sensation, but it's a sensation of strength. And we're going to let the breath, as it flows in, kind of remind us that we have a core deep in here that is strong. And we're going to, as we breathe in and we feel that feeling of strong right here in the core of our being, we're going to hold the feeling that this gives us the power. I'm going to just mute everybody. This gives us the power to deal with these negative thought patterns, to release the negative thought patterns. And so we're breathing into a sense of strength and strong right here at the core of our being, into this chakra, feeling that it's giving us the strength and we're resolving to find the strength to deal with all of these thought patterns that aren't serving us. And perhaps with your next exhales, you can have a sense that you're releasing all the history of past thoughts, all the history, just letting it go and showing up right here, right now, breathing in a sense of strength. And it might help to just gently, you know, move the fingertips a little just to bring your attention back into that area of the body. Feel the contact of the right thumb with the left fingernail. Staying in your body, staying out of thought. Breathing into a sense of strength and resolve that you have. You are building the ability to recognize the thoughts and release the ones that are not serving you. And you are breathing into a sense of strength and knowing that you have the ability to let go of those old thought patterns. All those negative thought patterns, you can let them go. You're building the strength right here, right now. We're going to do just a couple more breaths. So make sure your shoulders are soft. Make sure your body is soft. And with these last couple breaths, as you breathe into that sense of strength, can you hold the thought that you're okay, that you can accept yourself right here, right now, just as you are. Just as you are. Breathing into a sense of strength that becomes a sense of, of being okay with you just as you are, not needing anybody else's approval, not fearing anybody else's judgment. Strong. Okay. Just as you are. Then after your next exhale, just gently release your hands and rest, softening the body and just noticing how you feel. Seeing if you can find that sense of the core sense of strength. Just a little bit of it. And there we go. Let's go ahead and inhale. As you exhale, open your eyes. Any questions on that? Then what if we capitalize on this? And I'm going to take you through another meditation. Now, what we just did is will be on a handout on the website for you. And Evan, who's here tonight, he will edit out that section of the video so you can find that, just that, if you want to practice with it. And I'd like to close this with one meditation. I'm going to do a short version of it. The long version is already recorded. It'll be on your webpage tomorrow. But this meditation gives you three ways to tap into a feeling of strength within you. And you decide which one works best for you. Okay. So I'll just demonstrate each one. And then there's the longer meditation on the web. I think it's like 8 minutes, which takes you through each one of these. And once you discover the one that you like best, which method, work with that this week. See if you can, between the mudra or one of those meditations, start to cultivate a sense of strength. You can do this. Resolve. I can do this. Okay? So be comfy. Be comfy. Whatever's comfy for you right now. We're going to find our seat, like we always do, feeling the weight and the pressure of your body on your seat. Taking that gentle inhale, and as you exhale, softening from your crown all the way down through the body so the body softens. And the first method is to really become aware of the sense of contact your bottom and your feet, or perhaps your thighs, have with the, whatever you're sitting on. Feeling it as a very stable, strong surface. Stable and strong. And as you sit on it, you can feel the stability and the strength of this surface. And you can then begin to drop your attention, visualizing lines of energy moving from your feet, your legs, your seat, down through what you're sitting on into the earth, deep into the earth. Lines of energy that the strength and stability of the earth is nourishing you, feeding you. Some people like to visualize roots, like roots from the trees and the plants growing deep, 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 deep down, so deep that you are so stable that nothing can knock you over. Nothing. So we find that deep rooted stability and strength. Then the second method is to bring a memory of a time when you were strong. Something you did physically that was strong, or something you stayed up all night to finish a project, the strength it took to do that. The strength to show up day after day after day for something that you were committed to. strength to climb a mountain, whatever it was, bring back a memory of when you felt strong and bring, let that memory feed a feeling of strength within you. So it's like you're breathing in that sense of strong strength as you have that memory come and you let that memory feed that those feelings inside you. Okay. Then the third method is to just breathe in a sense of strong, breathe it into the core of your being. And as you exhale, exhale and mentally say the word stable. So you inhale with the word strong, bring the breath into your core, and you exhale. And as you relax, you feel yourself settling into your seat, into the earth. So stable. So stable. Inhale strong. Exhale stable. Let's do it two more times. Inhale strong. Exhale stable. And then after that second exhale, that second chanting of the word stable with that exhale, relax into the seat, soft, feeling that sense of strength and stability. Right here, right now, strength and stability. And what happens if you take a breath into that? Does it expand a little bit? Do you feel strong? And as you exhale, can you relax into that and hold that as a new way of being, a new way of feeling, a new way of showing up? Let's do it one more time. Breathing in, feeling yourself expanding with a sense of strength and showing up. Exhaling, softening into that, absorbing it, embracing it. And then as always, the key trick, the little trick will be to see, can you get out your bedroom and still have that feeling? Can you get up from your seat and still have that feeling, right? That's our challenge. That's our challenge. So that's our practice for tonight. We have some things that'll for sure be up in the morning when we need to wait for Evan to get some of this edited for you, but then it'll be up there and I'll see you Saturday. So I hope you all get to go enjoy the summer solstice. I think even in Chicago, it's still light probably, right? Yes.
It's just turned dark.
It just turned dark? Okay. All right. Well, it's lovely having you here, everybody. I hope you can use these things and find a little bit of calmness and strength in your week. See you Saturday. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Hey, Karen.